Chapter 5. Looked at in a certain way, their lonely courses form no detached design at all, but were part of the pattern in the great web of human doings then weaving in both hemispheres, from the White Sea to Cape Horn. The shed was reached, and she pointed out the spars. Winterburn regarded them silently, then looked at her. "Now, Marty, I believe," he said, and shook his head. "What? That you've done the work yourself. Don't you tell anybody, will you, Mr. Winterburn?" she pleaded, by way of answer. "Because I am afraid Mr. Melberry may refuse my work, if he knows it is mine. But how could you learn to do it? 'Tis a trade." "Trade," said she. "Thee be bound to learn it in 2 hours. "Oh no, you wouldn't, Mrs. Marty." Winterburn held down his lantern, and examined the cleanly split hazels as they lay. "Marty," he said, with dry admiration, "your father with his 40 years of practice never made a spar better than that. They are too good for the thatching of houses, they are good enough for the furniture. But I won't tell. Let me look at your hands, your poor hands." He had a kindly manner of a quietly severe tone, and when she seemed reluctant to show her hands, he took hold of one, and examined it, as if it were his own. Her fingers were blistered. "They'll get harder in time," she said. "Or if father continues ill, I shall have to go on Wyatt. Now I'll help put him up in wagon." Winterburn, without speaking, set down his lantern, lifted her as she was about to stoop over the bundles, placed her behind him, and began throwing up the bundles himself. "Athier than you should do it I will," he said. "But the men will be here directly. Why, Marty, whatever has happened to your head? Lord, it has shrunk to nothing, it looks an apple upon a gatepost." Her heart swelled, and she could not speak. At length she managed to groan, looking on the ground, "I've made myself ugly and hateful, that's what I've done." "No, no," he answered. "Who have only cut your hair I see now." "Then why must you needs say that about apples and gateposts? Let me see." "No, no." She ran off into the gloom of the sluggish dawn. He did not attempt to follow her. When she reached her father's door, she stood on the step and looked back. Mr. Melberry's men had arrived, and were loading up the spars, and their lanterns appeared from the distance at which she stood to have wan circles round them, like eyes weary with watching. She observed them for a few seconds as they set about harnessing the horses, and then went indoors. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.